Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What was stolen from you? Whether it was sentimental, really expensive, totally weird. We want to hear those theft stories, Rockaholics. So call up now, 206-803-ROCK.
Based on the amount of calls and texts we've gotten, apparently a lot of people have to deal with a lot of thieves.
Thieves suck, man.
Absolutely.
We do have someone on hold who had something stolen, Steve, that when this goes missing in our house, it causes an absolute crisis.
Oh.
So we're going to talk to them in just a moment. But first, Steven, in Lake Stevens, what was stolen from you?
Hi, good morning. It's Stefan. Taryn, just like you, I had my car stolen in Everett. But what was ironic, first off, it was stolen during a Sunday matinee, which is just the weirdest thing ever. But when they stole my car, I didn't get it back for about 6 months. The kicker was, earlier that Friday before it was stolen, I went to renew my license. I had my Social Security card, my birth certificate, all of my information in the glove box in an envelope. I get my car back in 6 months. My skateboard's gone. My tennis rackets are gone. My back seat's full of needles. But all my documentation's still in my glove box.
Well, at least they weren't identity thefts.
That's very true. They might be heroin addicts, but at least they're not stealing your identity.
206-803-ROCK, Matthew from Duval. What was stolen from you?
Good morning.
What's up, Matthew?
You're going to find unbelievable, but 1994, somebody broke into my house and stole my TV remote.
Just losing the remote in our house causes a fight.
Okay, Matthew, they didn't take the TV?
No, just the remote. Now, nobody believes me yet, this many years later, but it was stolen.
What was the evidence of the break-in?
No, there was no evidence. It was an inside job, maybe.
Oh, did somebody
want... It was stolen, though.
Matt, it's funny you say that, though, because we got a text message, and I saw the text, I'm like, there's no way. And now here we have Matthew, and then also Mike and Burian text us and said, they took my remote control but left the TV. Like, they wanted me to suffer slowly.
When we moved out, we never did find it. And you know what? The torture of using one of those universals is just hell.
Oh, just programming those universals sucks.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Terry in Parkland, what was stolen from you?
Good morning. When I was in a car accident years and years and years ago, I was in the hospital for about two months or so. And during that time, my house was broken into, and they just trashed the place, totally trashed it. And the first thing I did was go to my closet and look, and all my stuff was stolen. I had large collections of comic books, old comic books that, you know, I had the had them in plastic and everything. They were worth a lot of money. That and tons of my baseball cards and all the. I mean, it was just a lot of money that I had saved up for years, I was going to give to my boys when they got older. And all that was stuck.
Terry, if you could pick one thing of all the things that were taken, that you're like, I wish I could get this one thing back. What would it have been?
I would say probably during that time they also took my wedding ring.
Oh,
I didn't have it on because of the accident I was in, and it my mom had took it off of me, you know, and then took it back to my house. And during that time, they took my wedding ring and my engagement rings. So that, of course, I'm not with that gentleman anymore. We're divorced, but still, would have been nice to have back then. We had our truck stolen. We've had money stolen. I almost had my car stolen, but I guess we interrupted them when we got up in the morning because they left the hammer thing that they used to break my window in the back seat.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Thieves are awful, especially when you're in the hospital dealing with like the worst possible situation. Yeah, just to add
part insult. Of my brain's like wondering if like maybe they knew and they didn't have to worry about like they could just go in and take whatever the hell they want.
Yeah,
like,
case in the place. Sucks. Yeah, that totally sucks.
Oh, we got one text message that I thought was kind of funny. Like, sometimes thieves are just trolls. Someone broke into my car and took only a half-eaten bag of gummy worms and a Taylor Swift CD. I've never felt more confused.
Was the thief Danny?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.